This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. How sad it is to hear sometimes of elderly people living alone and then dying alone. The newspaper report in the Sydney Morning Herald gave the, you might remember this, the graphic details of 87-year-old Natalie Wood, who died alone in Surry Hills, and her remains had not been found for 8 years. She'd laid dead and forgotten all those years. Now, what a tragedy. No one had noticed her missing. And as I read the report, it said she'd kept to herself, but she was a nice person. And people left flowers now on the front steps, and the neighbour was reported to have said, "These days, nobody knows anyone. We live in a throwaway society. Everything's recyclable, even people." Now, I realise that some people choose to live alone and avoid contact with others. Maybe Natalie Wood was one of those, but we could call them a recluse. But why is it? It must be a very complex issue, this one. And I looked at a web page with a question, "Can you go through life entirely all by yourself?" That's an intriguing question. And there are a couple of answers. A lot of times it said, "I think how great it would be not to have other people around. I've developed such a total lack of trust for people as I've got older," this says, "and I've been a loner pretty much all my life. I'm used to it. I absolutely refuse to get stabbed in the back by anybody again." So there you have one person who just kept to themselves because obviously of something bad that had happened in the past. And then I read this. "Pretty much most of my life, I've been alone with no friends. Most of the people that I thought were my friends were just using me and dropped me once they got what they wanted out of me. It's getting worse as I get older. A lot of people my age are married with 2.5 kids. They don't have much time due to being busy with their families. I'm almost 40. This person says, so the chance of me ever meeting anyone's pretty slim, and it doesn't help that I can't stand being in crowded places. I can't meet anyone. And you can't meet anyone if you just go to work and come home." So they're the kind of reactions that you can read about from people who live alone and want to stay alone. But I want to say, and I'll talk about this again tomorrow, loneliness is this feeling, a depression, sometimes a pain. It's an everyday, surely a normal human experience that sometime in our life we will feel lonely. It's run of the mill. It could come and go. And occurs when we feel that there's no significant person around us and we can't share our deep feelings with somebody else that we might feel is significant. So it's not a unique experience, it's a human experience. And when you connect with others, whether that be with one person or many, you can have that sense of connection. In fact, you might be lonely yourself. And many of us don't deal with this loneliness very well. It becomes destructive as we turn it inwards and, as I just said, leads to depression or even despair. So if you want to define it, loneliness is this sense of being unwanted or unneeded. Nobody cares for you. Maybe you feel that you're not necessary. And so this loneliness can creep up on you. It might be a familiar feeling that might have hung around you for most of your life. There's someone who says the deepest need of man is the need to overcome his separateness, to leave the prison of his aloneness. And so I think that there is a sense in which loneliness is a prison. But also, God never intended for us to walk through life alone. He made us to need other people around us, even if they drive us mad sometimes. So people help to make life bearable, and we can even celebrate with people. We can listen and hope and share and encourage, support others, and allow them to support us in our need. And I think deep down, there's that sense, yes, I agree with that. But why do we still try to walk through life alone? God created you in such a way that he wants to have friendship with you. Now, we may not think about that, but again, tomorrow I want to take this just a step further. Lord, we know deep down that relationships can be either a building block, they can be a demolition tool, or they can be something that can bring healing and wholeness to us. So, Lord, help us to reach out and connect with others. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.